Silver Brumby, Silver Dingo. Silver Brumby, Book 8. Written by Aline Mitchell and read by Caroline Lee. Tiare, the creamy foal, raised his head and sniffed the air as his mother beside him had just done. Her restlessness was like a current flowing through him. He looked up at the sky. It was a calm blue, the air quite still, and only his mother and the currawongs seemed disquietened. The foal noticed an eagle high above. The eagle was darkly coloured beneath its wings and had dark feathers on its body, and Tiare, who was about 9 months old, was experienced enough to know that this colouring indicated an older eagle, perhaps cunning, and certainly wise. He watched the eagle circling high, high in the sky. When he put his head down to nibble at the grass again, he could still see the bird imprinted on his vision, and a cold shudder rippled through his cream skin. He shook himself. Tiare went on grazing, although he could feel his mother's apprehension. An ibis flew close overhead towards that part of the sky in which the sun and the moon always rose. That was where the day began. That was where warmth came from. Perhaps that feeling of being wonderfully alive began there too. Tiare stretched his creamy forelegs out in front of him, hollowed his back, then stretched and stretched. He felt marvellous. There had been a legend told by the whispering trees and sung in the glittering waters of the streams, but Tiare could not quite remember it. The legend spoke of a flying whirlwind of snow that was sometimes shaped like a horse with wildly tossing silver mane and tail. Sometimes the whirlwind would vanish and a white hawk be there in its place. Nothing in the bush really knew if a silver horse appeared from the air, out of the snowflakes, from the white ashes of fire, or from the silver spray of a waterfall. However, all the animals and birds did know that a silver horse, a most beautiful horse, had once been king of the Cascade Brumbies, and perhaps still was.